Podtacular episode 99 and Uncle Gamer episode 18, Crackdown event special for the week of February 5th, 2007. This week's hosts, Fumo Jive, JVB, Liquilife, Vicious 696, and
you
and me, Chris Palladino.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And this is Coffee from Gamertag Radio.
And this is Nelson from Planet Xbox 360 Podcast.
Welcome aboard, guys.
Hello.
It's our pleasure, on, believe us.
No, it's right, my right. Pleasure, yo.
Cheered.
Yeah. Welcome to the Halo Universe, guys, so to speak.
It's all about Halo.
Wait, what's Halo?
All
yo?
Halo, all the time.
I didn't get the memo about that.
It's Halo, man.
What's Halo, yo.
Yeah, but we got a lot of stuff coming on this show here. We got some stuff coming in real soon where JVB and Vicious 696 from Uncle Gamer went over to Microsoft. Why don't you tell them about that a little bit, JVB? Give me a preview.
Well, also our buddy here, Nelson, a.k.a. Gon Gordon, he was also there as well. So, actually, I have a funny story before I go into any details about what happened over there. The first night we were there, we went to a pancake house, and Godfrey, you actually lied to me. We went to a freaking Motor Inn. So,
No. Gamertag gets a special hotel they stay in when they go to Microsoft.
They got a hotel with a shopping center inside.
Are you serious?
So anyway, I mean, no, don't get me wrong. It was nice. But went to the pancake house that was right in front of it, and we're all ordering our food, and Nelson goes, yeah, let me get a waffles with bacon. So we're talking about something. All of a sudden, boom, they put the waffle in front of him, and it was literally one waffle with a strip of bacon, and then just the look at his face, man, it was classic.
Oh, man.
You know, it ended up being a delicious waffle.
What it was that the bacon was mixed with the waffle, so.
It was inside, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was classic. Wow. So, if any of the members have read, some of, we've all been linking each other's, pictures and reports and everything, mm-hmm. So if you read the waffle, I mean, that's what it meant, Yeah. So
the big awful.
No, me and Vicious were at a debacle, bacon and waffle put together. Baffle. So it was actually me, Vicious, and Nelson. We went to Chris Palladino's house, and that's where we did our little audio, which is, I'm sure, very noisy. We're playing some Gears of War at the same time, so it was kind of rough, trying to do a podcast and play Gears.
But the two people recording were the only two that were actually doing well at Gears.
Yeah, Chris and dude, I actually killed the whole team by myself while I'm talking to Fumo Jives. So
what?
I'm going to have to do that from now on. And then it's funny, after we finished, I sucked. Yeah. So I was playing like Fumo Jive did the other night where he just gave up.
I know, right? I was like, Fumo, what's up, man? He's just standing there. I was like, oh, man. Dude, I actually had to walk away to talk to my wife. So, it's just as well. I'm just the same standing there as I am running around trying to kill people. So.
Oh, that's messed up, man. How are you going to use that?
Using his wife as an excuse. Yeah, it was my infant baby always gets in the way of me playing. That's, so I'm going to use him as my excuse.
I had to go save, a baby from, a fire in a building next door, He's like, right. Yeah, what am I going to do?
Yeah, always blame the infant.
So what we did over there was, Godfrey goes to a million of these, so he knows the experience.
A million? I don't know about a million, but yeah.
We went. 900,000 or so, anyway. Yeah, he's approaching a million. We went over there. We were introduced to Crackdown. They allowed, they had a little session where we asked some questions. Of course, I had to ask about the Halo 3 beta, and they gave me a very plain vanilla answer about, and I'm sure I mentioned it during Friday's audio, that it was a great way for them to put the Halo 3 beta out there, the help of Crackdown. So I wanted to laugh. I mean, because we all know you just, you know, it's reversed, you know, honestly. Yeah. But so after he said that, I didn't want to ask any more about the Halo 3 beta, because once he said that, you know, plain vanilla, blah, blah, blah answer, I knew they weren't going to say anything else. And I know a lot of the members wanted to know about that. So,
But I noticed Tina Wood whispering in your ear later. Did she tell you about the Halo 3 beta?
No, she was telling me that her room number. So.
Oh, man. Hey, JV White, check this out, man.
No, actually, it's funny because Nelson was there. I introduced myself to Tina Wood. And I'm like, I'm a big fan of yours from G4. And, even though she's not there anymore. And I was like, can I take a picture? And, she, like, hugged me real tight. And she's like, oh, he's snuggly. So, the whole, I was the butt of the jokes. Like, oh, yeah, you and Tina, So.
She's really cool, though, man.
Yeah. She's cool. So.
Yeah. JVB likes her a lot.
Oh, she's so small.
They're really close friends.
Yeah, so I have to thank Chris, John, and Tony. They made us feel like one of the guys over there. I mean, at first, seeing Major Nelson and Trixie and Tina Wood, and it's like, oh wow, But then after a while, it was like, Vicious even said it looked like I worked there, because I was just like talking to everybody like I've known them for a while. So they did a great job of making us feel like just one of the guys, gals, whatever.
Yeah, the Xbox community team went out of their way to basically make us feel like the community actually matters, I mean, there's some companies that won't even return our phone calls in the community. But I mean, here's Microsoft, one of the biggest companies on the planet, and they were taking these, little guys who were doing good work, but they actually made us feel like it was worth it.
Exactly. I mean, you got some insight on it, Godfrey, right? I mean, a little
bit. Yeah, but the good thing about this is that I noticed that everybody that got invited, they never been to, like, an event like this. So I was really happy about that, man. When I got to see JVB, Vicious, Nelson, who else? I know Thrills Killer.
Yeah.
Xbox Domain, AvidX.
Yeah, AvidX.
Yeah, I was really happy. I was like, man, that's really good, man. Like, no other company will do that, man,
Yeah, Steve519 from XBL Radio.
Lately, I've been noticing that now more companies are starting to do that. Like, EA's been doing that. Capcom just started, like, their first community event was the Lost Planet one. So, more and more companies are going to start doing that, man. Because I'm telling you, we're the ones that give real opinions, and real feedback. Not no corporate review or anything like that, So
yeah, it was funny. Me and Nelson were playing co-op on Crackdown, and we were talking about that, how there's a trend of these big companies starting to jump on the video game bandwagon. I mean, you're looking at Major League Gaming; they were the first ones to sponsor, make video game feel like it's a legitimate sport. And now you're getting, like, TV shows and stuff like that. MTV is doing reality shows and stuff like that. So everybody's jumping on the bandwagon now. So, it was only a matter of time. And, being a gamer from back in the days where it was considered being geeky, now it's like people want to look cool doing it, Yeah, so,
this is true. Well, hey, we got a whole segment coming up on this where we're going to be talking all about this with JVB and Vicious from the event from Friday night shortly after while they're at Chris's place playing some Gears. So let's get to that real quick. We'll be coming back soon with Godfrey from Game Attack Radio and Nelson from Planet Xbox. We'll be talking a little bit about more what's going on in the Hill community and with Xbox 360. So we'll be back shortly after this. Let's do it.
Yay. Be right back.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you guys for allowing me to be part of the show.
Hey,
the momentous
you're welcome.
Events. The Uncle Tacular Episode 1.
Uncle Tacular.
Here you are, JVB.
Well, thanks, this is the brother. Crackdown event and Halo 3 beta show. And we're going to be talking with JVB and Vicious 696. We've got Liquid Life here.
Hey.
And we're going to be talking to them about what what has been going on with the event up in Washington.
Yes, we will. And I want to apologize in advance if you hear any background noise. We're currently at Chris Palladino's house playing Gears of War. We're not really playing, but there's playing going on in the background. So if you hear any sudden noises, people screaming, that's vicious. So
so now I have to ask before you guys get into this, what was this about a little bit about sneaking out of the pancake house to get to Chris's house?
We're not going to confirm or deny anything.
Yes,
we're just
going to
say that we're at the Palladino's right now and we're recording the episode.
Okay.
There was no sneaking going on.
Cloak and dagger.
Yeah, exactly. Splinter Cell style.
Nice. Did you guys like jump up on the between the two walls and do the splits and until they jumped
by? Well, you know, there was one guy that tried to follow us, so I had to do the Splinter Cell move when I came down and grabbed his head and broke his neck, but that was about it.
Hey,
good move.
Pull the sleeve roll on him, the whole deal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If that would have been me, I would have had my sticky shocker out.
Yeah, right. I could see that happening. So, wow.
So you guys are wearing black spandex tonight and everything? Dang, man.
Well, I had my black Speedo
my gears.
On. That counts.
Yeah. Black Speedo. This looks like the lead singer from Cameo. Let's just put it that way.
Let's just leave it at that.
Word up. It's the cold word. Except, you know, anyway, let's just leave it at that.
Let's just leave it at that. Move.
Yeah, so we indeed had an event for first. They're laughing at me, man. They're laughing at me, dude. Yes, we just came back from a Crackdown community event, and it was about maybe 11 of us, right, Nelson?
Yeah, it was 11 community members. Yeah, we also have Nelson from Planet Xbox here, too.
Yes.
He's playing Gears of War.
Yes. You want to say hello?
Yes,
oh, cool.
I want to say hello to the entire
Podtacular. Hi, guy over in the corner playing Gears of War.
You guys play, it's a game that you guys play a lot, right?
Yes, it is. And what happened was Chris Palladino, Tony Haynes, and the rest of the Microsoft GamerScoreBlog.com crew, they decided to invite people from the community that have never been to one of these events just so some new blood can witness, you know, what exactly they're trying to do with the community and how they're trying to expand. And, cool. You know, we're very fortunate to be there.
Yeah, well, congratulations on yourself and for Vicious for being selected as one of those elite 11 people to be down there for the event.
Well, I mean, we were there representing our podcast, so, you know, I represented Podtacular. I can't say the same thing for Vicious because Vicious was like, I don't have a co-host, you know. I don't know who it looked like.
That is so.
He's looking at me with his eyes like.
With also as well, when he printed business cards, he was like, "Okay, I got business cards. I got 40 for me and 5 for you." And I was like, "Oh,
is that for real?"
Okay.
See, me and Fumo didn't have business cards. I kind of felt out of place. But, you know, it's...
Well, we're not a business.
Yeah, exactly. We just, you know...
I don't know. I just thought it seemed kind of weird, but I guess everybody has them. So, I don't know.
Yes. But, so, you guys have any questions for us? I mean...
So you got there. Why don't you tell us what happened? I mean, what's the process like? You arrive a day early.
Okay.
And morning time comes, and what happens?
Yeah, let me break this one down. Okay, so myself, on Thursday morning, I flew up to Seattle. You know, got there about 12 o'clock, around noon time.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went and rented a car so that we could have some transportation because JVB didn't get in until about 5:30. So the plan was I'd rent the car, go to the hotel, get settled in, and I'd come back and pick up JVB.
But to get you and JVB in the same vehicle, you would need a van, wouldn't you?
Well, funny you say that, because I went to go rent a Hyundai Accent, you know, just a little car, And they were fresh out of accents. So they go, well, we have this van. So I got this, big giant red van.
With that gold, spinners.
Yeah, with gold spinners and Dayton's on them and everything.
Bling, bling spinners. So you weren't looting anything, were you?
No.
So
we nicknamed the van the Pimpmobile.
Yeah, the 360 Pimpmobile.
Yeah, so I picked up JBB. So, you know, that night we got all settled in. And, you know, the Microsoft community members, Tony Hines, Chris Palladino, and John, can you say his last name for me? Porcaro.
Porcaro, yeah.
All met us at the local pancake house, and all the community members, we got together, and we sat around, you know, just chopping up shop, talking gaming, and getting to know each other. We did that, and then that night, you know, that was over. You know, we obviously all went to bed, some of us. Some of us actually went out that night and actually didn't go to sleep until about 4 in the morning and then got right back up at 6 in the morning. So at that point, you know, we ate breakfast at the Pancake House.
Again?
And then we, and then we loaded up the Pimpmobile and we drove over to Microsoft and got over to the Xbox campus. And from that point, we had, and I actually recorded this. We'll probably have this up on Uncle Gamer at some point. About a good hour, all the community members, we just had a nice little round table where we talked about, you know, a lot of different things that's going on. And after that, we
did they have pancakes there?
No, no pancakes at that point. So, you know, that kind of sucks.
I did have pancakes.
Yeah, but after that, they actually took us over to a different room where we got to sit down with one of the developers and PR guy for Crackdown, and they went through the game, through the game. I had a leveled up character,
fully leveled up.
Leveled up. So we got to see all kind of different things. We can't really go into too much detail because there's an embargo until February 12th, I believe it is.
Yes.
At 10 a.m. Eastern, right. But I'll just say that we got an overview of the game. We saw a lot of different things, which for those that are still on the fence about Crackdown, I can tell you right now, it's a game that it's worth the $60, Halo 3 beta or not. It is worth $60 to go.
How would you compare this game? And I know you can't release some details in the game until February 12th comes, but if you were to compare this to say Gears of War being the solid 10, where would you put Crackdown?
Well, we didn't really play the full version. Like I didn't sit down and play the full version that much because there was a power outage. And it just so happened to be where me and Vicious were stationed. So by that point, I was having so much fun just meeting the guys from the community and talking with some of the Xbox employees such as Major Nelson, Trixie, and I kind of wanted to play the game on my own at home. But I will say it's not fair to compare Gears of War and Crackdown at all. It's just two totally different games. The guys that were playing it were like cracking up. They were laughing. I mean, at the things they were doing, playing co-op, and just a different type of things they were experimenting with.
Okay.
I mean, it was like a true sandbox game. So it's two different monsters. I mean, it's kind of weird to even try to compare the two. But one had hype, and one it's not as hyped. It's just misinterpreted because of the Halo 3 beta. Mm-hmm. So I think as a standalone game, after seeing what we saw, even with the demo, you can tell it's going to be an exciting game to play. It's kind of different than Grand Theft Auto, you know.
Okay.
At least in my opinion, right?
Well, it's a sandbox game where your character basically you get to level him up to be like a superhero. That's how you have to look at it, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And just like JVB said, I once we did get the power issue straightened out and I was playing some co-op with one of the other community members, I got to a point where I started leveling ups and I purposely stopped because I'm like, you know what? I think I'd rather play this at home than here. And I actually stopped, and then that's when, the Tina Wood, incident happened. And, You know, we got nicknamed Bennifer.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And now you're jumping ahead of us here. Tina Wood, the one from G4 TV, correct?
Formerly of G4 TV.
Formerly,
now,
thank you very
much. At the what's her show? At the 10? On 10? She has a show called On 10.
Why don't you fill us in on what happened with Tina Wood?
Well, she came in to do some interviews with the members, and me and Vicious were the first two because we had no power on our stations. So she interviewed the both of us, and since me and Vicious are paired up as a team on the GamerCast Network Gears of War tournament, they named us Betalicious. So we had mentioned that before, so she's like, explained to us what this tournament is and where Betalicious came from, and we were like, yeah, you know, we're like the new boy band. So she said, oh, you guys are like Bennifer, you know, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. So I was labeled J-Lo because, you know, I'm Hispanic, so, and I can move my hips pretty well.
Oh.
So, Vicious wasn't exactly called Ben Affleck. It was more like Ben Afro or something, but, you know. So, I will say one thing that the guys there that work for Microsoft, I mean, they were just like us, you know.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing. They were just normal people. I mean, there was nothing like just ooh and ah, like, oh my God, you know, Major Nelson. I mean, Major Nelson is exactly what you thought he would be. I mean, there's nothing different about him at all. Tina Wood, very nice. All the different PR people that we met today, I mean, all very nice and accommodating. All the, GamerScore blog community guys, all very nice. I mean, it was just a great time. And we actually got to tour Xbox Live. You know, we met, for those who know him as E, took us on a tour of all that. So we got to see the whole structure of the ZOC and the actual server room where Xbox Live is. So, I mean, it was a really good thing.
And also, as far as the Halo 3 beta and how it's integrated into Crackdown, they didn't tell us anything different than we are. I mentioned it, and the look in their face was like, you know, the same answers, you know. So I didn't want to push it, you know, because,
right.
I mean, kind of get the hint that, you know, hey, you know.
Well, for those that don't know, that they pointed this out to us, where we were the Xbox campuses. Bungie is actually completely on the other side of town, and their studio is on lockdown. Nobody can get in there.
Yeah, they were talking about how tough it is to get in. Even if you work for Microsoft, you got to give, like, toenail samples.
Your firstborn's blood or something, you know?
Really?
They said it's so hard to get in. I did meet...
Got to get toenail samples?
Yeah, toenail samples. And, you know, they rip toenails right off your feet.
Wow.
That's good for our listeners to know.
Like,
make sure you know your toenails.
Toenails not looking that good. Why don't you give us some more samples? We'll see if maybe that'll work.
You That's sure, right.
Man, I love my toenails, man.
I have some Frankie toenail clippings you can sell out on eBay.
I wasn't too disappointed about the lack of Halo information, simply because.
Oh.
We kind of
didn't
expect
we took a picture with Master Chief.
Yeah. They had a few statues of Master Chief, not life size, but it's definitely gonna be put up on Uncle Gamer and Podtacular, the two most macho podcasters in existence, Chris Palladino and. and Nelson.
Oh, cool.
But it was good to see like all the Halo 2 souvenirs. I mean, they had like had it behind glass. They had like ODST action figures that were like very limited. And Halo, the Halo franchise is huge amongst, you know, the Microsoft employees. So
do you think that Halo will tend to overshadow Crackdown, being that Crackdown is what's carrying the Halo 3 beta keys?
Well, no. Well, you got to remember, you're going to have Crackdown in your hands for a period of time before the beta is even available. So you're going to get a chance to play it. I mean, and for those that have played the demo, I mean, you know, you're going to know if you like the game or not already. So I don't think so. I mean, because they're two completely different games. Yeah. I mean, we know that the world will stop when the beta comes out. Everybody knows that. So until that time happens, you'll have Crackdown, and it'll be a good game to play.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, they did try to say, oh, well, you know, we wanted to put the Halo 3 beta in a big title to help it move, you know, the beta along. But we all know the Halo 3 beta by itself is going to move regardless. You could put it.
Halo 3 beta needs so much help. It's poor little.
Yeah, yeah, right. It needs a lot of help. You could put it on Kabuki Warriors 2 and it's going to sell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really?
Which is coming to it.
I have a question here. Nice. Do you think, and this is regarding Crackdown and with the Halo 3 beta and Crackdown, why do you think that they chose to put the Halo 3 beta with Crackdown? Do you think it's because Crackdown is a great game, but needed that additional exposure to get into the hands of people to say, holy crap, this is a great game?
Well, you know, I even threw that question out there when we were talking to the PR guy, and I mean, it's just a situation of Crackdown is basically was the game that was ready at the right time to test a beta to, and that's why you're seeing it. Because like I said, the fact that I told them the smart move was that they got that demo out a month before the game is actually going to be out, so people know already if they're going to want Crackdown or not, and they know that, hey, it's a game that's not dependent on that Halo 3 beta to sell. It would do decent numbers without that beta, and I'm very confident in saying that.
Well, that's still going to be that perception that Crackdown is an added bonus with the beta. And they did not release any numbers as to how many copies of Crackdown is going to have the beta included. So they made sure they didn't tell us that.
And, they didn't tell you that, right?
Yeah, they didn't tell because they don't know. I mean, it's been posted everywhere, the initial ship. I mean, that could mean anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like most people, I thought, yeah, they just don't want it because it's probably going to need the help from the Halo 3 beta hype. But having so much fun with it, I mean, it's the art direction and everything, it doesn't take itself too seriously, and it lets you know, hey, this is a game about a super cop, and you can jump really high. I mean, almost as high as I can jump. And, you know, it's something that you and somebody else can experiment with. And the guys, like I said before, the guys are doing, like, different things, you know, throwing each other from cars, or one guy will drive, the other guy will ride on top of the car. I kept kicking Vicious in the back of the head. So, I mean, it's there's a lot to it. I mean, I can see, like, Machinima done with it because, you know, the way you can, you know, the amount of freedom you have. So, I mean, I don't know if it's going to appeal to everybody. I mean, probably won't, but it's definitely a game that could hold its own by itself, so. I mean, if some of our listeners were concerned about, you know, what type of game it's going to be, if they're going to waste their money because they want to have the Halo 3 beta, no, you won't waste your money. And I will say that you're going to need the game in order to have the beta. So.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, no, the game is good. I'm definitely looking forward to playing it when I get home.
I got a question. I've seen some pictures of the demo and I haven't played the demo myself yet. I've been in other games, but seen the box art that looks, to me, it was like a really unusual selection for the box art because it seemed like really cheesy, and I think they were kind of going for kind of a spinoff of like Grand Theft Auto style with a lot of line art and things like that.
Yeah.
But it made it look like very cartoony to me, and something that's supposed to be like law enforcement justice. and yet it has this cartoonish look. Does it have kind of a cheesy feel to it? I mean, including the demo?
No, not at all. I mean, they even explained their reasons for the graphical style, and it helps to allow for the incredible draw distance that you see. But yeah, no, not at all. I mean, it works.
It absolutely works, and like I said before, it doesn't take yourself too seriously. They're not trying to go out there and say you're a super duper cop, but yet there's a realistic, game you're trying to play here. I mean, even some of the commentary, like you kick a civilian, it's like killing civilians is not permitted. There's going to be ramifications. So I mean, it has like this crazy Teddy Savalas dude talking, Somebody even compared it to Charlie's Angels,
Loves your baby.
Hello, who loves your baby? So, to compare it to Grand Theft Auto, I mean, the guy who developed, I believe the first one, he's worked on this one. So, he obviously knows what he's doing as far as Sandlot game type are concerned. And, you can definitely tell this influence. And, I don't know. I want to say that it can, appeal to particular listeners. But I know it won't, not with everybody, but I'm sure since we're more focused on the Halo 3 beta, they're going to be worried about spending that $60. So, I mean, it's definitely a game you can give it an honest chance, and you have somebody else who can play it with you on co-op. You'll definitely have a lot of fun with it.
Co-op is a lot of fun. I mean, like JVB said, when we originally fired it up for the first time on co-op, I'm in the car. I'm like, okay, I'll drive. He gets in the car, so we come speeding out of the center.
Yeah.
And I jump out, and I'm thinking he's still in the car, so I go. I drive over to where some action is, and then I get out the car. I go, well, wait, where are you at? He's like, man, I jumped out of the car like an hour ago.
I mean, I see him like in the other side of town, and I'm like, where are you?
He's on the other, way on the other side of town. And I'm sitting there getting shot at. Yeah, stuff like that, man. It's a lot of fun. It really is, and the fact that. You can level up and do different things together in co-op it's fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So here you can, jump over buildings and stuff, too?
Oh, yeah, once you get to a certain level, totally.
Yeah,
Yeah, and that's a cool thing. I mean, you're like the Incredible Hulk just jumping from building to building. It's crazy.
I tried to, I had a 18-wheeler tractor trailer. I picked it up, and I threw it on top of a small building, and I jumped on top of the building, tried to throw it, level upon level. It was kind of tough because I didn't really sit down and try to concentrate on it, but you can do those type of things and kind of try to see how high you can jump off a building with a vehicle, there's certain achievements we can't save. So, that kind of, makes you focus on doing crazy things like that.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. I certainly look forward to playing this game when it does come out. That sounds crazy. We'll all be online having a hoot.
Trust me when I say the 20th, or maybe sooner, wink, wink, when you get the game, you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did ask about four people, co-op, and they did make a good point about lag and kind of dragging away from the resources. You're going to have 50 people walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to give you a new type of gameplay in itself, because we're so used to seeing three people on the sidewalk and then all of a sudden they fade in, into fade view. Out. You see another three people.
Exactly, because what happens once they fade out, they're non-existent. You can backtrack, and they're not there anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. So
the world is constantly streaming. Mm-hmm. That was one point that they made.
And there's a basketball court, and dude wanted to throw the ball mm-hmm. in the basket. I mean, it's stuff like that that pretty neat. So,
so details, well, lots of little details.
Well, yeah, see, that's one thing. When the embargo lifts, I actually recorded everything that the developer was telling us during the demonstration. So we'll have to put that audio up so everyone out there can hear it.
Mm-hmm. And that'll come. When can I?
February 12th.
The 12th at 10 a.m. Eastern. So right. 7 a.m. Pacific.
All right, everyone, mark your calendars. The 12th. We'll have it up in Uncle Gamer. I'm sure they'll have it up on Podtacular. We will have the crackdown information you desire.
Now, I think we'll it's have also. The I think it's also. Yeah, I think it's also safe for us to say that. The Xbox community team will try their hardest to get us copies of Crackdown to give out to all of our loyal listeners. I'm not sure. Hey, oh, he laughs.
Hey, Chris.
He laughs as we have the Paladino right here.
but
yeah, we'll see. I mean, details to come. But if that does go down, well, I'm sure we'll have something up here soon.
And like I said, man, the Xbox team is like truly focused on helping people like us, Podtacular, Uncle Gamer. I mean, man, it's finally to the point where we're not gonna go up against, like, you know, these big websites, but at least we can kind of level the playing field somewhat, you know. I mean, money's always gonna rule, but for our loyal listeners, you know, it's gonna definitely liven up the experience for them. And kind of, you know, allow us to do a few different things that we've been wanting to do for a while. So, I mean,
cool.
It was definitely a great experience. And even though we couldn't, like, play Crackdown, I was just so excited to be around some of these people that I've seen. You know, I've been to their websites, I've seen on TV, it was outstanding. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure all you guys will see the photos up between our two sites, gamescoreblog.com, and I know they're going to put our interview up on on10.net, you know, just for the benefit alone. So you guys will get to see some stuff.
And because, you know, I was so studly looking.
Well, you know, like
well, me and Vicious were like the ebony and ivory. You know, we were like. Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy. You know what I mean?
Because you are blind as a bat.
And I am white.
I have sight.
Oh, you are black.
I can,
and
I can
am
certainly
white.
Tell. It has been a very long couple of days for the two.
Oh,
days.
Man. I mean, I had a dream about Michael Jackson.
Out in
Let's
floods.
Just say that. I had a dream Michael Jackson was dancing in a carnival. I mean, that was the kind of weird day I had.
Come on, guys. Wow. This is ignorant. This is ignorant. Come on.
And he said he loved pot tackling.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
But I will say that, you know, and I speak for Nelson as well, we all kind of, we didn't bond to the point where we're best friends and we're going to go shopping for underwear tomorrow, but we kind of all heard of each other, and now that we've met each other, we kind of respect the person behind all the hard work we've been doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all looking out for each other now and willing to help each other, you know, with whatever, you know. So things are getting closer and closer to being one whole community.
Very good.
You know, instead of just, you know, these guys do this and these guys do this.
Oh, and just for everyone out there listening, one thing that was confirmed by the Microsoft community team, Microsoft plans to have a big presence at PAX 07 this year. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah, so circle your calendars for that.
Yes, I will be down there, and I certainly look forward to that, and I'm definitely excited to hear that they will be having a big presence down there. They can certainly look forward to seeing me there. Well, I doubt
yeah,
they will,
actually,
but I can
they,
look
they
forward
said
to seeing
they,
them there.
They said they don't want you to be there.
Well, you know, I'm just like... Fly on crap.
They said they heard your karaoke, and they were like, that was horrendous. Even
oh, can we tell the story about the karaoke?
Oh, dude, we got to. You
oh,
got
no.
To.
I think time is running out here, folks.
No. I mean, and right now we're having fun. We're here Chris Paladino's house, like I said before, playing some Gears, doing a podcast. And, you know, I mean,
Knitting a sweater,
you know.
You know, but it's
getting
just
a sweater.
Yeah. Hey, I got a hat.
Yeah, I got a toothbrush. Microsoft toothbrush.
Hey, how about that?
That Bill Gates used, and it's autographed.
Nice.
With his dry saliva.
I will be talking to you soon, JVB. You have an item I desire.
What, underwear?
No, the Bill Gates toothbrush.
Yeah, I know.
You guys can keep your toothbrush.
Yeah, you can keep that toothbrush. That's all right, bro.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, let me see. We went out to dinner today. You know, nice place. Like Chris Paladino said, is all the eaters you can think of. And, you know, of course I had to say diarrhea. So, you know, it was a cool place. Everybody ate, you know, some of us.
Microsoft took care of us. Let's just say it that way. Microsoft took care of us these last couple.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the belly dancers and the,
you know, and the monkeys.
Joanna Dark lookalikes, but.
Yeah. You mean plastic people?
Yeah, plastic sweaty looking people.
They were awesome. Spider bots?
Spider bots. Oh, man. Spider bots.
All right. Well, you know.
And everybody in tight leather pants.
I'm sure we could go on and on and on recounting the details of the Crackdown event. But, you know, I just want to just take this time throughout for you guys to come out. Any last comments on the Crackdown event? Any quick summarizations? Anything you'd like to finish off with on your time at the Crackdown event and what Xbox has done for you too?
I mean, I know a lot of the Podtacular listeners had questions regarding Crackdown and you know, in relation to Halo 3 and the beta and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, we didn't get the answers, obviously. I mean, it was far-fetched. But somebody did ask about Jay Allard. He's working on the Zoom, so you know, I could answer that question. So, but as far as my experience here, of course, it was outstanding. And you guys that are doing hard work out there with your websites and podcasts, keep on doing it. You know, and eventually, you know, you guys could be sitting. I don't know about Chris's house, but you guys can be in our situation, you know, because it is gone to the point where they want different people, you know, and they want to spread the word and spread the wealth. You know what I mean? So, you know, Pancake House for everybody.
Well, very good. Very good. Nice. Well, I just want to, actually.
A lot of syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the meatloaf tasted like dog food, but you know, you can't complain.
Yeah. Fumo, is there any other questions you'd like to throw out for them?
I think that's it. I mean, it sounds like we didn't quite get what we were looking for on that, but that's all right. You guys had a great time, got to meet a lot of good people, got to check out what Microsoft is like and how much they appreciate you know, the fans of the games and the system and everything. And it's a really good thing, you know. It's really cool that they're real hospitable about the whole thing and just kind of got your back.
Oh, and cool, I mean, Fumo Jive, like I was telling you earlier, I mean, they were introducing me to people and the type of people that we were more interested in, you know, as far as the Halo community type thing goes.
Cool.
And they were. We were recognized, you know. That I can say that we were recognized and we were appreciated for the type of things we talk about, you know, especially their product, of course. And you know, just goes to show that they listen.
And I'd like to say, if JVB had a couple more days up here, he'd probably be the second command at Microsoft the way he was running it. You know, he was shaking hands and kissing babies all day. Hey, this is JVB.
I'm a natural.
Look at Tina Wood. Hey, baby.
Yeah. I mean, she couldn't resist, though. She couldn't resist that one.
No, oh, don't forget Trixie too. Trixie was cool. She was really
yeah.
Nice.
Trixie was cool. Yeah. You know, finally got to meet her.
Oh, good.
And you know, even though she didn't know who the hell I was, but at least she played it off.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, come on, all the amount of people that she must speak to. You know? But I mean, yes. they you know, they do a good job of trying to make you feel welcome. You know.
Yeah. Good to hear.
And it just so happened that being vicious, our power just died on us. So
I'm starting to think that was planned.
Yeah, it was like a cruel joke from Chris. So.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I would like to thank for you, Vicious and JVB, to take time out of your schedule. Obviously, you're there with Chris and you're enjoying yourself. You have a chance to play Gears of War with the guy and some other Xbox community leads. So I just want to thank you for taking the time out tonight to actually sit down with us and giving us as close to a live sit-down session as you could for this
weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a pleasure to do the show and of course, be on Uncle Gamer whenever I can. So, you know, we're here because of these shows. So, you
awesome.
Know, we're not going to leave you guys hanging. And you know, we couldn't have answered as many things if we wanted to, but in time, you know, we'll you know, obviously we got, you know, reviewable copies or whatever you call them, right? So we'll be one of the when the time is right, we'll be one of the first websites to, you know, have it and review it. So
well, very good, very good. Nothing like having a little advantage.
Yeah, somewhat, you know, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, this has been a very special edition of Uncle Gamer and Podtacular. Uncle Tacular, yep. If you will. we will catch everyone later.
Yes, we
keep
will.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on tossing pancakes.
And we're back. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Getting back to some more talk about the 360 and with the Halo universe and everything else going on with, well, with gaming in general kind of going on here. Let's talk with a little bit from Godfrey first from Gamertag Radio. I'll tell you, man, you are...
Hello!
I'm a big fan, dude. I've been a big fan of Gamertag Radio for quite a long time. Been listening to it from before I started Podtacular. And it's a great show, man.
Man.
It's kind of cool, really, how you kind of have a hip hop twist on the whole thing, and you know, seriously, how you kind of bring it in with some different hip hop artists and stuff like that, and just kind of gives it some flavor, you know.
It was hard at first, though, man. It was hard because a lot of people were just like, still to this day, you get like some couple emails that like, "Oh, your show is too ghetto, man," and all this stuff. But I'm like, hey, man, I grew up in New York. I grew up, you know, in Manhattan, uptown. Shout out to my people over there, by the way. But yeah, man.
181st.
I grew up with that, you know, with the hip hop culture. So I'm promoting this music, like, you know, that things that you don't see on MTV or, you know, we're like against this songs
mainstream.
That play like mainstream that is getting played like on radio 10 times, you know, every hour. And it's like, come on, man. That's like a lot
chicken,
of
this... chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
Yeah, exactly. Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup.
But
that's, I don't know, man. I just trying to, you know, to do something different with the gaming community too, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's come a long way. I remember listening to you guys in the very beginning. As a matter of fact, listening to your show is when I heard Fumo Jive and Spellcheck on, and I mean, how hard has it been, you know, being stereotyped as, you know, quote unquote ghetto, you know, hip hop?
I'm like, you know what, man? I'm gonna prove you wrong, man. That's since day one. I'm like, watch, you see, like I understand our first shows was like, you know, we had like, I was using the mic from my laptop.
Yeah, you told me you went in a car.
Yeah, in the cold, it was freezing cold. Me and Nano were like, hey, let's do our first show. So we went outside, started recording, and we recorded the whole show, and then I gave the audio to Bam, because at first I didn't know how to edit audios and stuff, and Bam was like, he put like the music too high in the first episode. I was like, damn. But I remember even having like a first round table too on Halo 2, and
I remember the first time I got to see like iTunes was starting promoting podcasting, and I got to see Podtacular like on the top of the charts. I'm like, yo, that's really good to see like independent podcasts on the top of the charts, because now you get to see like all these mainstream podcasts, like they started, you know, trying to do the same thing, and it's like
they're starting to invade our territory.
Exactly. Exactly. They're taking like all the shine, and like us indie podcasters is like we like struggling just to get the name out there. So I was happy to see that, and I was like, look, Fumo, come to our show, you can talk about your podcast, and you know, we'll see what happens in the future, and you know, it's cool like that, man. Cross promote.
Exactly.
You know, since day one, I've been like always into the community, man. You know, I see like a potential site. You know, I always invite them on the show, and on Pink Stage, she do like a weekly
Community shine.
So she interviews like upcoming sites all the time. You know?
I think that's a terrific idea. I even told her when we're playing Gears of War, and she chainsawed me. I told her how
she's pretty good.
I told her I really enjoy what she's done. You know, she's come a long way herself. So
it's cool when you see a podcast like Podtacular up at the top of the iTunes list next to shows that have multi-million-dollar budgets, you know?
Yep.
I mean, you look at G4 podcasts, Viacom is up there with their game trailers. I mean, these are major, like five companies control the whole podcast list except for the indies. It's cool to see people doing it with no budget.
Yep. And you're doing it too, Nelson.
True that.
You're getting your shine on, man.
Yep. Hey, man, so let's talk about Planet Xbox here. Nelson, Planet Oxbox. Planet Oxbox. You do the
Oxtail.
Planet Oxtail.
Is that a new console coming out?
Oxtail 360.
Yeah, Planet Xbox 360.com.
All right. Hey, so how's tell us about the Oxtail 360 podcast.
we do every week. We do new recipes for how you can prepare oxtail. This last week we're doing oxtail soup.
Oh, sweet. Tell me about oxtail curry, man. You got that coming up? Because I'm going to die for some of that.
Oxtail waffles.
Oxtail waffles. There's like one piece of oxtail.
It's just got one oxtail on it.
Yeah.
One. You know.
Nice. Oh, man. Bueno, man.
Nice.
we've been doing the Planet Xbox 360 podcast for about 5 months now, and we produce the podcast independently from the site, but I have a relationship with the website, and I do some blogging for them. And the day before we started it, we were convinced that there was no chance we could possibly, that we would even get 10 listeners, you know? I mean, because there was already a lot of people trying to do it. And we just, as you guys know, the key to it is you got to turn the microphone on and record and not worry that much about whether or not it's going to turn out perfect, you know?
Yep.
And exactly. the first day we decided to do it, it just kind of, you know, steamrolled. The very first episode was just a trial. We thought we would test it out and then wait a couple months to see if we wanted to do it again. But we just, from the first time we tested it, we never stopped recording. And it's been, you know, we've been having a really good time. The community's really supportive, and the kind of experience you have with the people that you run into is totally different from what you expect to find when you think about like the stereotype of gamers, you know?
Exactly.
The people show a lot of love. They show a lot of respect. I mean, a lot of our listeners, they're from 12 years old to 45 years old. Mm. And I don't know, it's just turned out to be a lot different than what we thought it was going to be.
Exactly. Yep. I mean, going over there to Seattle, I mean, I met guys who are network engineers, you know, guys who are in college still. You know, I built elevators, so I mean, I'm like not, you know, I'm against the norm, you know what I mean? So, it's not the, you know, anymore where back in the days, if you played video games, you were considered, you know, someone who couldn't get girls, you know?
A dork?
Exactly. And I mean, I'm a dork. You know, my wife calls me a dork all the time because all I talk about is, you know, I mean, Nelson, that night, the first night we got there, I mean, it was nonstop, you know, just talking video games. It's, I considered a successful podcast to be something that, you know, you treat it as a hobby. You try not to treat it as a profession because it shows when you go in there and you're trying to, like, push it to be more than what it is, you know?
Yeah.
When you can relate to your listener base, I mean, they're going to love you and they're going to support you. And that's, you know, something that the four of us are lucky to have right now.
You know what's the sad part? You notice, like, a lot of people, you know, they create, like, their own podcasts. And and I don't know, eventually they give up, like, all the time, man. Like, they think
it's not easy, but the thing is, with anything you do,
you just gotta you gotta be really dedicated, man. You can't just like do a podcast and just depend on I'm gonna get free games and all this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly,
you know?
And then a lot of people do it just to do that.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I'm sorry, my bad.
Okay.
No, like I remember we started doing the podcast like for like a year and a couple months, and hey, I was still going to EB Games, buying games, and and like now, like recently, we've been getting like games here and there. You know, I still go to EB and support, you know, some games, and so you just gotta be dedicated, man.
No, I mean, you were talking about staying dedicated to the podcast and putting all your, you know, as much time as you can. You can't put all of it, you know. But I was telling, you know, speaking with Nelson earlier, and I told him about the time I woke up at 4 in the morning and you sent me a message through Gmail, and you were still awake editing this show, you know? And, I mean, and you had to go to work the next day. So, I mean, you know, it's dedication like that, you know, that shows in the quality of your show, you know? So,
you know, I got a story about that too, actually, is that I was at MLG Orlando a while back, and I got to meet Godfrey in person. He was over there with Nano, who was actually competing with a team at Major League Gaming with Halo 2. And I finally, after some confusion, meet up with Godfrey. He's over there, man. He's got his iBook. He has a portable soundboard. He has two studio mics set up all right there, and he has like a portable recorder around his neck. I'm like, holy crap, dude, you don't get paid for this. Where are you getting this stuff, man?
He was like,
I took over that little corner, man. I'm like, all right, I need a setup. All right, bingo, right here. Yo, and I started like walking around. I was like, hey, you, come to our show. Let me get an interview. And I talked to Little Poison, T Square, a bunch of people. And then out of nowhere, man, this chick from Gilligan's Island. Marianne Wells. Yo, Marianne popped up out of nowhere. I'm like,
she was the hot one too.
Yeah, exactly. Hot chick.
She's like 60-something.
Yo, right
years
there,
old.
Man. I did an interview with her, man.
And it's like, dude, and you know what's funny is like that one was the one that showed up like all over Kotaku.com over the place. Yeah, dude, it was on Dig, I think, and it's everywhere, man. You guys got tons of coverage from that. And it was, like, so random, you know? Like, out of nowhere. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm in the game, too.
Yo, that got to be the most random interview I've ever had in my life, man.
That's great,
I never expected her to be there, man.
Godfrey digs older chicks.
Oh, yeah. Where's the coconuts?
I don't know what that means, but I'm afraid to ask. Where's the coconuts?
That's cool, man.
So, Nelson, I mean... Okay, there's been Planet Quake. There's been Planet Unreal. Is Planet Xbox 360 anyway associated with them?
No, it's not actually. The guy who runs the main site, you know, he came up with the name, I guess, when the 360 was announced a couple years ago.
Okay.
And you know, he secured the URL. That's what he does for a living. He gets good URLs and puts content on them, you know.
Nice. This way, you know, he can make a little profit.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I was wondering. I was like, oh, you know, that's it's pretty big website to. Because I know your podcast is separate from the website, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the name of the show and the fact even that it's focused on the 360 is almost just by coincidence. It just happened to be that I was writing for the guy, and he was a nice guy, and I just decided that it was something that I thought would be cool to add on to his site, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, up until the day that I started doing it, I was playing the PSP and the DS and everything else, and I've just focused a lot more on the 360 like it's a destination, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like... The way I see... And I've said this to other people, that, I mean, the way I see a show that focuses on the 360 is that it's like doing a show about New York or doing a show about Chicago. It doesn't mean you don't travel to other places. It just means that that's the place you know really well and that you focus on, you know?
Yeah. Kind of like Pawtech, you know? Halo 2, you know?
Hey, I gotta give it to y'all, man. I gotta give it to you guys, man. Like I remember when I started, I had a radio show way before Gamer Tag Radio. It was called Fantasy Star Online, yeah, PSO Fantasy Radio. And I was just, we were like just doing shows based on that game, on Fantasy Star Online. Because that was like my first online experience in the community that was pretty big. So for you guys to just concentrate on Halo, like for like a long time, I gotta give it to you, man. Because, you know, you now it's gonna be like the 100th show now. By the way, congrats.
Thanks,
so, brother.
That's really good, man. That, you know, and plus it has a really huge community like online, so that's really cool, man.
Yeah, and that's what we focus mainly on, you know, is the community, and they do a lot for the show. I mean, we have guys who edit, we have Captain Crunk who runs the website and actually help create it. And you know, guys like Dowpex that, you know, they're admins. So I mean these guys do it because they enjoy doing it. You know, they don't do it for like a status quo. And that's what has kept us strong.
Do you think Halo as time goes on?
Well, I mean, there's Halo Wars and then it's Halo 3, so I mean,
and hopefully... Halo 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I know, right? I mean, we hope so. But,
yeah, they keep saying it's the end of the story arc. Who knows what that means as far as like what comes next with another first-person shooter in the Halo universe? I mean, it's hard to say, but...
Exactly. But
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the supposed Halo movie. I mean, there's still some content out there that's yet to be discovered. And, I mean, but little by little, we're trying to, you know, go towards certain games that give Halo, at the moment, Halo 2 competition as far as, you know, popularity on Xbox Live.
So like Viva Piñata, you mean?
But yeah, I'll tell you, man, Viva. In case we haven't mentioned this already, the moment that Halo 3 beta comes out and, you know, we got some guys to have it, this show is going to change in an instant. We're going to turn on a dime and we're going to become Halo 3 all the time, man, I'll tell you what.
Exactly.
So we're going to definitely focus on that. I mean, right now, you know, it's kind of like in between time, you know, it's kind of like the waiting period. And, you know, we're trying some different things. We're checking some different stuff out and, you know, we're just kind of biding our time. But when Halo 3 comes out, you better believe that the Halo Universe podcast is going to be focusing all on Halo 3, on strategies, on, you know, on reviews, on all kinds of great stuff. Talk about the different maps, talk about the weapons, the vehicles, all kinds of stuff about what's going on with Halo 3 and what to expect. So, yeah.
Now, you know, the four of us, we're, I mean, I guess safe to say we're kind of influential in the Xbox Live community. You know, we've been recognized by Microsoft in some shape or form, some other, you know, more than others, Godfrey. but you know, and it's well deserved, don't get me wrong. And I mean, in a brief summary, I mean, what got you into podcasting and what are your plans for Gamertag Radio and Planet Xbox 360?
Wow. Well, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. I know I always been into radio. Like, I don't know if you've ever listened to, like, pirate stations here in Miami. But back in the days, we used to have, like, a hip-hop show down in South Beach. So, you know, only, like, the local people listened to our show at the time. And I don't know, I started doing like hip-hop shows online with angelfire.com back in the days. People used to like download my shows in there, man. And I just kept on doing my thing, like mpq.com. I had a show there too, and eventually slowly it came back, you know, to like Gamertag Radio, you know. And I think there was too many websites that at the time were just, you know, just giving you the forums and news, and I thought that I was always thinking that something was missing with the community. So I started doing like MP3s for teamxbox.com. And I don't know, and people, the feedback, they were like, oh, I don't know, too much hip-hop. And I was like, man, I gotta do something different. Maybe if I start like interviewing like people from the community and just like network with other people, you know, people slowly are gonna get used to it and they're gonna like it, you know. And then from there on, man, just getting developers and, you know, people, you know, that have been involved with the Xbox. So
That's yeah, I mean, you were congratulating us, and I definitely got to congratulate you. I mean, your podcast was the first one I was in when me and Fumo Jive, we did the Next Generation Roundtable.
Yeah, I remember that. That was before the 360 came out.
Yes, and I remember barely saying a word because I was like, well, you know, what do I say, you know? And look now, you know, here I am yapping with you guys.
You won't shut up.
Yeah,
look, man, like, you guys, I've always been telling JVP and Vicious, like, look, just do your thing. Don't give up. You know, don't worry about what people say. Because I know there's other podcasts that love to compete and they start, like, just fucking smack about you guys or us or maybe even Nelson. You know, I don't know if he has haters too, but
not yet.
Eventually, get ready, Nelson. It's coming. But
you get it. We get it. Everybody gets it, you know?
Yeah, everybody gets it, man. But you just got to do your thing, man. Don't even worry about that, man. Look, like I always say this, man. You always help other people. Good things is going to come back to you, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Always. What goes around comes back around. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So one of the funny things, too, is that when people bash your show or your efforts, and in some ways it's a compliment because they're giving you that much respect and that much credit to say that they're going to spend their time complaining about your show, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think, I don't remember which show this is, but I saw a show recently where they got a negative review from somebody who was angry that they had their own show, as if, like, somebody gave this to us, you know? Like, I forget who it was, but these are podcasters who are putting their own effort into it, and when you do it well enough, people start to think that you really are a big deal and you're making all this money doing it, and that's when haterism comes in, only because they actually think that you've done something big, that you've done something important, you know?
Yeah.
For me, I got into podcasting, I think, for the same reason that everybody did, which is I heard that you could get laid.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
That's the number one thing, you know? It hasn't worked out yet.
That's
why
everybody
did. It's coming, bro.
It's coming, bro. You're going to have the Mariannes of the world after you, bro.
Godfrey will hook you up, man.
Funny as hell. Oh, man.
Oh, man. You're going to have the, you know, the females with the walker throwing their teeth at you.
It's going to be good, man.
Nelson!
Yeah, right.
Good look ahead.
Thank you.
No, but I really think that there's a... I think that podcasting is not just a fad. I think that there's always going to be a place for people to, particularly in games, I think gaming is the perfect place for podcasting because people can't always be in front of their consoles because they're, you know, on the way to work or school or sitting in their cubicle. And podcasts offer something that TV can't offer, which is like really portable. I mean, if you're a gaming addict, the only way to get your fix when you're away from the console, the easiest way is podcast. I think that's why people support them so heavily.
Yes, yeah. And you know, it's also getting into the magazine crowd also. You look at OXM, that magazine has really, you know, died out because, I mean, as soon as something worthwhile comes out, it's on the internet and it's on a podcast. And by the time that it's issued, we already know it. I mean, we already have these demos and it's like, this is old news, unless they have some kind of exclusive that we can't, you know, get for apparent reasons, you know.
Right, like EGM,
So, I mean, hey, we've come a long way, man, you know.
True that. Hey, you know, we got a lot of ways. We definitely got a long ways ahead. You know, when we'll be talking about that a little bit more next week. So we got a lot coming up ahead, definitely in the Halo universe and with the Xbox 360 community. And we got some more coming up actually on that next show where we're going to be talking a little bit about what we expect with the, you know, the rest of the coming year with the Podtacular community and also with the rest of the 360 community and what's going on. And we're going to be taking a look back as well about what we've been going through because this is our 100th episode. And so this is our chance to kind of look back, talk with our community, and give out some awards for the community as well for people that have been doing a great job over there. So looking forward to that. Hey, Godfrey and Nelson, appreciate you guys being on the show, definitely.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, thank you for letting us be on.
Tenara. And actually, Gamertag Radio is going to be turning 2 pretty soon.
Yeah,
so,
happy birthday to us. Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little about what you guys have planned for that?
Tell you the truth, man, I don't know what in the world we're going to do. I might go to a strip club or something, celebrate over there. But honestly, I don't know, man. Whatever pops up, man. Right now, it's just like
you know, just getting interviews and just having fun with it, with the show. So
that's great, man.
Yeah, but I wanna thank everybody that been supporting us like for the past 2 years, and muchas gracias. You know, and just and keep on going, man.
Yeah, keep on fragging trucks.
Nelson,
what do you guys have planned in the upcoming months? Anything like months. We should be looking forward to, like in regards to some surprises or something?
Yeah, I don't think we have any surprises.
Well, you got an interview with Major Nelson and stuff like that, right?
Nelson. There's an interview with Craig Evans, the product manager for Crackdown, and we're actually gonna do it once the embargo lifts. So like after the 12th, there'll be an interview just in case there were details that he shared that have to do with the game. You know,
dude, they keep saying embargo, and that makes me think of like, you know, like we can't sell cigars or something.
Now, real quick, exactly. I'd like to, you know, ask this question to our guest before we end the show, and it's about Halo 3. And the question is, how would you end Halo 3?
Really cool. What?
How would you end Halo 3?
Especially like the ending of Part 2, which sucked. I wasn't that happy with it, man. That was a major tease, man. Major tease. Just reveal everything, man. I don't know what to tell you, man. I think the
way to end it is Master Chief takes off helmet and you find out it's JVB underneath.
It should, man. I'm definitely curious about his face, though. That's one thing, though.
Yeah, I wonder if. I mean, I had a chance to speak to. I'm not going to say her name, but she's in charge of public relations, and she. I proposed the same question to her, and she's like, "I know the story. I can't obviously tell me, but she's like, I don't want John to die. So, even she didn't give me like much. I mean, she didn't even want to tell me her version of her, her ending. So, I mean. She played it pretty smooth, so that's
PRs.
All she had to say. Yeah, PRs.
Yeah, the ending is that it's real Gates underneath the mask, and he humps a PS3.
And who's Cortana, man?
I know, right? Cortana, man.
It could be Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer, yeah. Laughing at the iPod.
Come on, everybody! Oh, and really quick, I don't know if I mentioned this during the Vicious and audio. Somebody had asked about Jay Allard. He is working with the Zune project, so.
Sweet. Attacking the Zune for massive damage.
Ah.
Nice, man.
Yeah. And, pretty soon I'm going to talk about the MVP program, what that Microsoft has to offer, and XNA, which I know a lot of guys are interested in.
Shout out to all the Xbox MVPs. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Say that. I'm a people's man.
I wish I could be one. But anyway. I'm really appreciate you guys coming on, man.
Appreciate it, guys. And
muchas gracias.
And really quick, sorry about that. Why don't you guys give a shout out to your websites once again?
Yeah, check us out, gamertagradio.com. Also, visit our podcast network we have called Gamercast Network. Mm-hmm. Uncle Gamer's in there, and Video Game Show with Tom, Chad, Keith, and the whole crew over there.
Keith Paladino.
Gamercastnetwork.com.
You can find us at planetxbox360.com or just look us up on iTunes. Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm. And he calls Natalie, right?
Yeah, Natalie. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Natalie. What's the S stands for? I'm very curious about that. Natalie S.
That's her last name. Her last name is Souza.
Oh, okay. Souza. Okay.
Like Kaiser Souza.
We give our real name exactly like Kaiser Souza.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you next time on episode 100. See you then.
Yeah.
Keep on drugs.
Keep on eating waffles with one strip of bacon.
That's extra, by the way.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all. We'll be right back.
There's only one thing left to say.
That's because you got like a $20,000 mic.
Exactly. My soundboard is overwhelming, y'all. A sound system
is poning y'all. Teabagging.
When we're talking about what we kind of have in store for the future of Podtacular, what's coming up, and kind of some navel gazing, kind of a look back at what we've gone through in the past.
Okay, I'm not. It's FOMO.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry. You were breaking up. I didn't understand a word what you were saying.
All right. Hang on.
You sound like Mr. Roboto.
Let me write down the time here.
You know. Awesome.
All right. Hang on a sec.
Roboto.
3340.
Yeah. It was like vocal pop locking.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm just going to skip the
It's funny you mentioned that. I used to always say we're going to pop block in Halo 2.
Oh, man.
All right. So, what did I just say then? Can you guys hear me?
Next topic.
Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Okay. So, what did I just say then? I was, crap.
Something about navel gazing.
Oh, I was saying, that's all you heard, right? Yeah. So I was saying. Okay, here we go. All right.
Talking about hot old chicks.
All right.
Marianne, where are you?
The skipper too.
I'll take you off the island.
Here we go. Hang on. So we got definitely a. All right. Hang on.
Sorry.
Bienvenidos al Podtacular.
She starts saying it, right?
We'll
for all Spanish listeners.
Oh, we should start like talking Spanish and see what happens.
I know.
That'll be
funny. Entonces, estamos llegando crack down.
Sí, estaba yo con el Master Chief.
Bienvenidos al show más exitoso del mundo.
Da 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 da